In Summarize, we learn how to read a Bible passage and draw a rough map of what we read. With that map, you can now more easily navigate the vast landscape of His Word. In this fourth step we call Make Believe, we'll learn how to travel into a passage in order to see all that God is showing us. Now, the goal of Make Believe is twofold. Number one, to help you identify and pay attention to the details in the passage you have been reading. Number two, to engage your mind and your imagination when reading the Bible. This can be really fun and helpful, especially when you're leading your family or small group. It may seem silly, but it is important that you make believe and pretend by using your imagination when reading the Bible. If you do not pretend in this way, you will be spiritually crippled and unable to understand or rightly obey what God says. And besides, by using your imagination when reading the Bible, you are obeying God's commandment to love Him with all your mind. But hold on one second. Before you start acting like Denzel Washington, you first have to identify the characters in the passage you are reading. So turn again to Matthew 7, 24 through 29 and read it at least once. Then read the summary you had previously written. Pause here until you're done. Have you read the passage and your summary? Good. Now go back through the passage and write down a list of people, places, things, or ideas that you noticed in the passage. This list can include anything in the passage, and I mean anything. So pause here while you make a list of people, places, things, or ideas that are present in Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 29. Here is what your list might look like. Don't be frustrated if I mention something you did not write down. So, for people, Jesus, the one who hears and obeys, the wise man, the foolish man, the one who hears and disobeys, the people in the crowd, the scribes. Under places, the house on the rock, the house on the sand, the mountain where Christ spoke to the people. Under things, the words of God, the house, the rock, the rain, the floods, the winds, the sand, the astonishment of the people, the authority of Christ. Under ideas, hearing, doing, building, the inevitability of tribulation and storms, the importance of the foundation and not just the house, withstand in the storm versus the great fall. Have the fireworks begun yet? Have you begun to suddenly see things in the passage you didn't notice before? I pray this is so. Let us continue to make believe by actually entering into the passage. You can do this alone in your mind, or acting out in front of a mirror, or in a group of people. It's a lot of fun when you're in a group. Look at the list of people, places, things, and ideas you just made. Now pretend to be one of the people, places, things, or ideas in that list. Among your family or small group, you are required, I say again, required to unashamedly enjoy yourself as you act out your chosen role. If you're doing personal devotions, then use your imagination to picture yourself as the character in the story, or, you know, stand in front of the mirror and pretend to be the character. Here are some useful instructions. Close your eyes. Bring to your mind the summary of the passage and the list of people, places, things, and ideas that you wrote down. Now imagine yourself as a person, place, thing, or idea in the passage. For example, let's say you chose to be one of the scribes. Ask yourself, are you happy, sad, envious, or convicted when you watch Jesus Christ teaching the people? Are you still angry because He pointed out your sin in Matthew 6? Do you feel diminished because you are hearing the people compare you to Him and they appear to like Him more? Or maybe you chose to pretend to be the rock. Ask yourself these questions. How does it feel to be a rock? Are you soft like mud, hard like granite, or do you crumble like sandstone? What makes you different from sand? Rocks are combinations of different elements. Since you are the rock upon which a wise man builds his house, what are you made of? How does it feel when the wise man builds his house on you? As a rock, how does it feel when the storm hits you? Questions like these will help you fully engage your mind and heart as you imagine the passage. In your mind's eye, try to see the crowd, the motes of dust in the mountain air, the spray of the rain on your face. Engage your ears to hear the thunder and crackling lightning of the coming storm, or the whispers of awe among the people. Use your heart to feel the awe and wonder of His word. Engage your hands to feel the hardness of the rock, the grittiness of the sand, and the ache in your arms as you build your house. The goal of this imagining and acting is to get into the passage. Just remember as you imagine and act to honor the storyteller and his story. Ignore any thought or action that is not supported by the storyteller or the story. So we've just talked about many things. Feel free to skip back and listen to any parts you may have missed. But let's review the steps of make-believe one more time. Number one, make a list of the people, places, things, and ideas in the passage that you read. Number two, pretend to be someone or something on the list you just made. Practice with Matthew 7, 24 through 29, or any of the parables or the book of Proverbs. As you do this, you will discover so many valuable insights. But most of all, God's word will slowly become your world. God bless you.